You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's big four banks are facing a new inquiry, this time over their failure to pass on official interest rate cuts in full to customers. Treasurer Joe Frydenberg has asked the competition monitor, the ACCC, to examine why mortgage holders are being charged rates well above the record low cash rate.
And Australians are sick and tired of the Reserve Bank cutting rates, the politicians calling on the banks to pass on those rate cuts, and then the banks ignoring both the government and the Reserve Bank.
While the Reserve Bank has cut the cash rate 75 basis points since May, the average cut passed on to consumers was just 57, saving the big four banks a combined $570 million. It comes as the International Monetary Fund revealed the world's economies are battling what it's called a synchronized slowdown, and it has warned rate cuts won't be enough to stop it. Australia's global outlook has hit its lowest level in a decade, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison insists his government will deliver Australia's first surplus in 12 years.
Our policy is to maintain the discipline, to keep our heads, to be cool and calm in the face of the uncertainty that is now presented to Australians in their own budgets, the budgets of the nation, and for their own jobs. They can rely on us to keep our heads and remain calm and stable.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says Australia's economic woes are primarily homegrown.
When Josh Frydenberg tries to blame international conditions for this downgrade today, remember that the Australian downgrade in these new numbers is four times bigger than the downgrade for the other advanced economies as a whole.
As that debate continues, Australia's outgoing spy chief has warned the country's counter-terrorism resources are stretched to the limit. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says while agencies have more demand on them than ever before, he won't add to previous commitments.
So we'll continue to put more money into the agencies each and every year, but we need to remind ourselves that the threat of terrorism hasn't gone away. And I fear sometimes in our country that there's a complacency around the fact that we haven't, thank God, had a major attack the size of something that we've seen in Paris or in Belgium or in the United States, for example.
Labor's Tanya Plibersek says something beyond previous commitments is clearly necessary.
The fact that the intelligence agencies themselves are saying that they're struggling to cope with that is of enormous concern.
In recent years, we have experienced unprecedented threat levels on Australian soil, and we should be supporting our security and intelligence agencies to keep Australians safe.
Meanwhile, a tearful phone call from New South Wales farmer Mark Holman to Radio's Alan Jones focused Canberra's attention on Australia's crippling drought.
Give us some bloody hope, Scott. My town is dying, the country's dying, and you're not giving us hope.
It prompted the Prime Minister to defend his government's actions on tackling the ongoing drought, telling Alan Jones,
"We want the farmers and the communities to be able to get through this drought, but we can't kid ourselves that there's a magic wand and a magic cash splash that is going to make this thing totally solved.
We gave Indonesia $1 billion and without asking any questions.
We're doing more than that in the drought, Alan.
Can I just ask you this?
We're doing seven times that.
Labor this week responded to urging from the crossbench, with opposition leader Anthony Albanese urging Parliament to join other nations and declare a climate emergency, despite Labor not having a climate policy of its own.
Well, we're not the government. Newsflash. We're not the government. They are. We will have our policies and they'll be based upon the science.
It followed Greens MP Adam Bandt's move to get a climate emergency motion up in the House of Representatives, but it failed 72 votes to 65. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.